In Manchester, England, police say they have evidence the suicide bomber who killed 22 people was part of a larger network. They've arrested two more people today for a total of eight. The investigation is also extended to Libya. The British Home Secretary said the bomber, Salman Abedi, recently returned from a visit to Libya. Abedi's father and brother have also been detained by authorities in Libya. Joining us now via Skype is Chris Stephen, who is Libya correspondent for The Guardian. Chris, first of all, were you at all surprised that the suspect had connections to Libya?
No, I wasn't. And I think a lot of the Libyan community in Britain were also not that surprised. Libya is, you know, the main base for Islamic State in North Africa. And although they've been dealt a series of hammer blows, they remain in being and training terrorists, indeed the terrorists who attacked the Sousse resort in Tunisia in 2005 were trained there. So, no, I think it's, you know, ISIS is a big concern in Libya.
And when we hear about security forces arresting some of the family members of the suicide bomber, who are those security forces and who asks them to do that?
Well, in Tripoli, the security forces are more or less militias. Some are better organized than others. The one doing the arrest is called RADA, and it's probably the most organized militia, perhaps the nearest thing that the city has to a police force. But the problem is they're all self-governing. I mean, they run their own show. They don't really take orders from the government. And, of course, the militias all fight each other. So the arrests that they've carried out are by people who are opposed to the militias that the other people support. Mm. So there's a risk in these arrests that it may trigger a new round of militia violence.
Well, and remind us of the political situation in Libya. There's an interim government in Tripoli that was formed under a UN peace deal. But how much control does that government actually have?
Yes, the interim government has actually very little control. It was formed, as you say, by a UN commission, but it wasn't elected. So it doesn't really have public support. It's in Tripoli, but it relies on militias for security. And it's opposed by another government in Tobruk. And so there's a rather confusing civil war going on. And the net result of the civil war is chaos. And that's why the country's a funnel for migrants. And it also allows ISIS to operate as it wants.
And are the ISIS fighters in Libya mostly native Libyans, or are they coming in from outside?
The ISIS are a mix. There are some Libyans. They've not had much success, actually, in getting mass support in what is a tribal society. But ISIS do get a lot of foreign fighters coming in from all over Africa, and it's become a sort of training center for them.
When you go into Libya, when you're in Tripoli, when you're in other places in Libya, is it safe for you to be there?
It's actually very unsafe, and I haven't been in Tripoli for a while, and most reporters don't go back there anymore. The embassies all pulled out 2 years ago when the civil war got started, because there's, in addition to the civil war, there are militias fighting one another for territory, for money. Kidnapping is endemic, and it's becoming a sort of failed state.
Well, and we're also hearing about more of these boats of migrants leaving Libya, and in many cases, people drowning. There was an incident this week where more than 30 children and adults drowned trying to leave Libya. What's the refugee situation at this point?
Well, the refugee situation, the migrant situation is dire, particularly after the European Union made a deal with Turkey to stem migrants moving from Turkey to EU. The main route to the EU is now through Libya and then across the Mediterranean, and migrants come from all over Africa and Asia and are funneled through Libya by gangs. And these gangs are quite cynical in how the sort of boats that they put these people to sea in. And as you say, hundreds, thousands, I think, have drowned this year already.
So what do you see as the future of Libya? Is anything going to bring stability to the country?
Well, the United Nations is trying to get this government more widely accepted, but it's sort of not getting anywhere. There is a civil war going on. I think that it's a very difficult situation. You have two governments, you have all these militias. You don't have any force or any political party that everyone can coalesce around. And I think this chaos is likely to go on. And I think while the chaos goes on, I think ISIS will have freedom of movement.
And is any country on the outside, whether it be a European country or the United States, likely to step in again after what happened in the removal of Gaddafi?
Well, yeah, outside countries are very reluctant to step in. As you say, they stepped in to basically win the 2011 Arab Spring Revolution, but they don't really want to step in again. The exception being combating ISIS. The head of AFRICOM, the US Africa Command, was in Tripoli on Tuesday to discuss with militia leaders and the UN government how to battle ISIS. And I think if there is a stepping in, I think it will come because of if it escalates or if it becomes a bigger problem than it is now.
That's Chris Stephen, Libya correspondent for The Guardian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.